That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, when it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this, hey, happy birthday, America, this July 4th, 2020. Might see a few fireworks tonight, you never know. Well, good morning, Jason. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. And we've got a beautiful day here at the Radio Ranch. Sunshine. Oh, there's a few little white clouds way out there, but for the most part, it's a Wyoming blue sky this morning. And we hope that you have good, well, if you don't have good weather, we hope that you do have, I guess we should say we'd hope you, that you do have good weather this morning, that you're up, that you've got your coffee, that you've got your Bible, and, that we do. We are appreciative. We thank you for joining us, and we hope that as this day goes on, this July 4th, that that you understand the birthday of this country that we have. And we'll have the phone lines open this morning, 307-745-5913. Had some issues with that this past week, but Jason, thanks again for coming up and taking care of that, getting that fixed up. You work wonders with these computers and phone systems and internet and network. We're sure appreciative of that. And we'll ask you to open us up in prayer this morning.
Father, we know that the founding of this nation was part of biblical prophecy, and it was prophesied long ago, Father, and we're grateful to be able to be a part of it and to recognize that and to have that truth. And Father, we pray that your people recognize that this is not like a lot of the holidays that we celebrate in this land that are just pagan holidays, but this is one that, this is a biblical holiday. This is one that you set in place long ago, Father, our forefathers who were mostly Christian. I'm not going to say they were all Christian, but mostly were, and they did their best what they saw fit, trying to set this nation up as a godly Christian nation, Father. And we're just grateful for that. We're so thankful for that. And we're thankful, Father, to thankful for this day, and we just ask, Father, that you bless us this day, that you bless your people, that you awaken your people, and that you awaken your people to the war that we're in. We pray, Father, that you guide us and direct us in all that we do. We pray that you just keep us safe, keep our wives and our children safe, Father. Keep us safe from the hands of the enemies, those that hate us, those that seek to destroy us, those that seek to wipe us out as a nation, Father, as they're tearing down these statutes and trying to get us to forget our history. We come, Father, and we want people to remember their history today. And we ask that you just help people to know that you are their God, and that our forefathers are something that should not be forgotten. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen and hallelujah. Well, Remnant, again, the phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. If you'd like to give us a call here this July 4th. And if you're not familiar with, as Jason prayed, the history of this nation, the history of the founding of this nation, okay? Pastor has a little book. It's called The Greatest Discovery of Our Age that Pastor put together. We still have it. It's been reprinted, I think, a time or two. But we've got it. And it will explain to you, if you're not familiar with, when you hear us talking about Israel of old and the Hebrews and the Israelites of the Bible. And so I encourage you, you can contact us. You can give us a call here this morning. You can give us a call during the week. You can send us an email. We'll be glad to send this out to you. Because it is really a key. It is, and that's how it starts off, is a key to understanding. It gives you clues. The Bible says that we are to search out a matter, that it's a matter of kings to search out a matter. And we are all to be kings and priests in our home. And so the Bible speaks of a nation born in a day. Many people are not familiar with that. Many people are not familiar that that it does. You'll hear the church scholars and the modern day so-called self-proclaimed prophets and whatnot talk about everything trying to apply biblical prophecy to that sandbox overseas. But when you truly look in to to the Word of God, and this book helps you do that, helps you see that. You can see how and where America came from. Anyway, so we do have it. It's called The Greatest Discovery of Our Age. The first scripture it starts out with, I think, is John 3:16. So it starts on very common ground that most people are familiar with. And it uses scripture, and it asks questions, and that's how a teaching and a training should be. So we encourage you to take a look, The Greatest Discovery of Our Age. And again, Jason, as you prayed, see that this nation of America and its roots and its discovery, its founding, it's not perfect history, no, but all that is under attack. It is all...
There's also two messages that go along with that really good. One's called Born on 4th of July. We've got that. And we've got one called Give Us the Spirit of Our Forefathers. And those tie hand in hand. And I think we're going to have one of those tomorrow from church as a timeless pulpit truth message. But phenomenal messages. I mean, phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Really puts a lot of the history into perspective and ties it with biblical prophecy and passages in the Bible. And it's really neat when you can see it. And Pastor did just a fantastic job on putting that together. So I would encourage anybody out there to order these. These are messages that I think these are messages that actually can really wake people up and stimulate people to who they are and what they are. And you know, it's like, you know, look at it, see what's going on in this country right now. Stuff is just being it's a mess and it's in shambles. And they want to, you know, this week I saw that they wanted to change the name of Seattle. Up there in Seattle, Washington, because Seattle was a slave owner, and he had slaves, and therefore they should be changing the name of Seattle. You know, it's like where is this going to stop? I mean, it's, you know, it's ridiculous.
Amen. Amen. Yes, excellent messages. Looking forward to that tomorrow. So again, Remnant, we each of us have that great commission put upon us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And this is the gospel, knowing who we are. You know, we must know who Christ is. We have to know that Jesus is the Son of God, and what he did. But it is also important to know who he came for. That the Bible talks about a covenant people. It talks about God's covenant. And because we are that covenant people, the blessings or curses will follow those people. The instructions in the Bible are for his people. And if you can't see that in this new Jerusalem that we are in, this new Jerusalem, you've heard that mentioned here many times over the years, then you do need these messages that Jason mentioned, born on the 4th of July, and give us the spirit of our forefathers. And this small booklet, it's only, let me look here, it's not very many pages, what, 40 pages maybe. This small booklet that explains the greatest discovery of our age. Understanding who we are and who we come from is so important, not only today, but it always has been. When you hear about that remnant, we read about it. Even in Isaiah 10, verse 21, it says, a remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, be like the sand of the sea, a remnant within them will return. And many so-called Christians today are unfamiliar with that at all. They might want to be, if anything, New Testament Christians, but you really have to take all the Bible to understand what is going on today. Yeah, Jason, you mentioned that about Seattle. It is amazing what's going on up in there. I know. I think Thursday night they had riots in Portland. They were attacking the courthouse, firebombing it. The police had to, I think they told them several times, 11 p.m. and 12 p.m. and 1 a.m. to disperse and had used tear gas and rubber bullets. It seemed like, especially there in that northwest, that it is just total anarchy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, people getting arrested, them burning stuff down, still destroying stuff. I mean, just talk about, it's amazing. I mean, they're taking it, and they just talk about how out of control people are. It's, they had the elk statues that was downtown Portland had to be removed because they were trying to destroy the elk statues. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, how does that offend anybody? Well, it offended people because they thought that elk represented, when they saw a statue of it, that it represented something that, people hunting elk and they disagree with hunting. I mean, you know, it's just insanity.
Right. I think that's what that is a very good description of it, is that it is insanity. I think if we take it back to biblical terms, rebellion, you know, and turning against God. And rebellion knows no end. The only that Jezebel spirit, that rebellion, the only thing it understands is no, because it just goes and goes and goes and feeds itself. You know, is it any wonder, having what prayer's been taken out of school for about 50 years now, as well as almost every other reference to God?
Well, I mean, and it's not just you take it out of school. Okay, that's one thing, and people want to say something about that, but it's been taken out of the homes, and it's been taken out of the churches.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, it's like, well, number one, it's like I don't trust my children to public education, even if they had prayer in public education system. But it's been taken out of the homes. It's been taken out of the churches. I mean, Christ has pretty much been taken out of the churches. And, you know, it's sad, but it's true. You know, this last week this last weekend, and was up in rural northern Minnesota, and was able to go to a Church of Christ church. And I'll tell you what, it was a good church, and they had a good sermon, and they had a good preacher, and they had people that loved the Lord. I mean, it was evident that people really loved the Lord. And, but you go into a church building that has, you know, seating for 200 people, and, there's 20, 25 people at tops in there. And, it was very stagnant, but I mean, it was good people. You go to the churches that had the stuff. There's another church that, we stopped by when we were traveling, and, it was full of people, but it was nothing but a rock band, and, didn't have anything to do with Christ or praying or, the Bible.
Wow. That's how it's become. And folks, that's why it's so important to get back to that word, to back to that Bible. The book of Isaiah starts out, an ox knows its owner and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. And when you read all through it, the times that we are in now are not unlike the times they were there. You read through, even in first, verse 15, God says, when you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. And those things are not taught today, and they should be. You know, if you want to have God's blessings, I would think you would want to know what would cause God to not hear your prayer. And then you'd want to change that so that he did hear your prayer. You're right, Jason. The people seem to they just don't care. It seems like that there is, it hasn't been taught for one thing, as well as the enemy has done everything they can do to keep our people busy as well, to keep them occupied on anything and everything except the Word of God. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to give a call this morning. And if you have a comment or a question. And, our little local farmer's market had opened up. And I took my daughter there yesterday afternoon, and we got a little shaved ice thing and had a little street taco and walked around a little bit and picked up a few things. And I thought it was interesting, had a couple of women that are running for state representatives, you know, the local representatives here. And no, we shouldn't have women running for that, but where are the men? The men aren't doing it, and the women are. But one of them asked me, you know, where we lived, and we're not in their district, so can't vote for them. But she said, do you mind me asking about what do you feel about this defund the police? And I said, well, it's anarchy. You have to have it. I said, now you have, even in that police force, like you have in, whether it's in firemen or pastors or politicians, or in any place, you have your good and your bad. But I told her, I said, to defund the police, it's a socialist, communist destruction of America. It's a step in that direction. And, she was in agreement. I was surprised. She was in agreement. Well, Jason, the phones are ringing. Let's take one of these phone calls. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Greetings, brothers.
Good morning.
I'd like to just give evidence to what your brothers are bringing forth today, that our foundation is still there. They just have, you know, overlays that deceive us. And I'm going to give a couple examples. Namely, William Penn, who I believe was foundational in the founding of the nation. His prayer still sits under City Hall on a big placard, and it was written in 1684, and I believe it was written for this time. I just want to read it real quickly, and I suggest the brethren read it, because it speaks to the end time. It says, and thou, Philadelphia, that virgin settlement of this province, named before thou was born, what love, what care, what service, and what travail there have been to bring thee forth and to preserve thee from such as would abuse and defile thee. Oh, that thou mayest be kept from the evil that would overwhelm thee, that faithful to the God of thy mercies in the life of righteousness thou mayest be preserved to the end. My soul prays to God for thee, that thou mayest stand in the day of trial, that thy children may be blessed and thy people saved by his power. So So that speaks definitely to these times, that we may stand in the day of trial, that thy children may be blessed and thy people saved by his power. And let's remember, he resurrected the church of Philadelphia, being the definition of Philadelphian, one of the family of love. Now, one other thing I'd like to mention is, in order to sit in the legislature of 1776, the Constitution of the State of Pennsylvania says that the legislatures had to take this oath: I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and punisher of the wicked. I do acknowledge the scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be given by divine inspiration. So that is the foundation of this nation.
Amen. Amen, it is.
And one more thing.
Sure.
The Liberty Bell. I urge the brethren to see what the Liberty Bell was commissioned for. It was for the 1701 William Penn Charter that speaks to all this. And the inscription is Leviticus 25:10. And ye shall make hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee. So be encouraged, brothers.
Hey, thank you for the call. God bless. Wow, how about that? How about that, Remnant? See, that's part of that history that's been, well, it's still there. Like you said, the foundation is still there. It's just not taught. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. For a lack of knowledge. And much in the land is being destroyed today. Let's take this other caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, good morning, George. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
We're doing well.
I just wanted to let you know I'm wearing my Dragon Slayer shirt, and yesterday someone asked me about it and said, no, what about that cool shirt? And I said, the one that says repent, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And he said, yeah, I'm going to go write that down right now.
Nice.
And he said that he needs to repent always.
That's awesome, George. Thanks for letting us know. Absolutely.
You're welcome. I'll call back on your other line and listen. It's a little bit louder and I can hear you better.
All right. Talk to you later.
God bless all of you.
Thank you. Well, Remnant, that line, that T-shirt that George, and George is up in the Northeast or Northwest. He's up in Washington, so he's right up there, kind of in the midst of it. We have those shirts, the God Save America Again shirts. It says Repent, America. We have them available. We've had them reprinted, and we'd be glad to send you one out. You just have to just call and ask for it. And we've still got some of the Dragon Slayer T-shirts as well that that have the picture of the knight slaying the dragon and the scripture verse on it. So we'd be glad to send those to you. And you just never know like that. You never know who may see that and who you may reach, who the Holy Spirit may use that to get and to remind them of the repentance that's needed. Well, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. Had a note here from this book, The Greatest Discovery. It's got a few quotes here in the back, and it talks about how Alfred the Great is the Saxon king to whom we owe the very basis of our common law, which is the foundation of jurisprudence here in Anglo-Saxon Celtic lands. And he wrote, "Be ye kind to the stranger within thy gates, for ye were strangers in the land of the Egyptians." So you don't have to go back too far to look and see that there was a great understanding in the settling of Europe of who settled Europe, who ran the barbaric tribes out, and who settled Europe. Got a writing from Dean Abbedy of Killaloe, Ireland in 1723. And his writing is, "Unless the tribes of Israel are flown into the air or sunk into the earth, they must be those 10 Gothic tribes that entered Europe in the 5th century, overthrew the Roman Empire, and founded the 10 nations." of modern Europe. So there is a great discovery out there and a great history. And this nation today that we celebrate its birthday, this nation that was born in a day, is the fulfilling of that destiny. Jason, I didn't know if you had anything on the agricultural side. I know we get our local fence post, and the packers are being sued. They're under pressure for the price charging and the price gouging that they've been doing, and haven't seen a whole lot as far as how, you know, planting and the agricultural side of the farming has been when you traveled back to the Midwest. What were you seeing there?
Yeah, down across southern Iowa and southern part of Nebraska, maybe, you know, halfway through Nebraska, it was pretty dry. They were basically considering themselves in a drought. They're going to be hurt. But as far as you get up just a little bit farther north, and I'll tell you what, they had it was just amazing. Corn was looking good, hay was looking good, people cutting and baling hay like crazy. More hay than I've seen in a long time. It was green, it was lush, all the way across South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa. It was just it was booming, and it was really, everything was really looking good. There was we did see, I think it was last Thursday or Friday, there was a lot of hail that went through southern part of South Dakota and into Iowa, and it looked like it could have done some damage. But other than that, everything looked really good. And I know that for most of the stuff around here in Colorado and Wyoming, I mean, it's looking good. You know, we're still seeing meat prices across the country just absolutely skyrocket. Minnesota was, $6.99, $7.99 a pound for hamburger. Iowa was the same way. North and South Dakota, pretty much. There was hit and miss places where you could actually go into some stores, and they had some, $4.99 hamburger, $3.99 hamburger on sale. But then surprisingly enough, you know, went into a place and they had grass-fed flank steaks direct from the farm, for $5 a pound. So it's, they're trying to get this, direct from the farm to the marketplace, stuff figured out. And that's what a lot of these ranchers and stuff need to get figured out. They're, you know, from $1.29 to 91 cents a pound on slaughtering animals, at the sale barn, it's, you know, nobody's buying them because nobody has anything to do with them. And, you know, that's what's happened around here and across Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, a lot of different places is there's people that have got animals that are ready to slaughter, but there's every place that's doing the slaughtering is booked up. And, you know, they went from being, you know, a couple of weeks out to being 2 years booked up.
Yes.
I mean, that's how busy they are. And that's pretty much straight across the board from, you know, Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Wyoming, I mean, you name it, every place that I've talked to is just about on a 2 year waiting list. I got some people that have some, you know, slots in Nebraska, and some people in South Dakota, and some people in some Hays, Kansas area. And but it's you know, it's changing. I mean, it's just everything's completely different. You know, and if you can get a good deal on some meat and you got a freezer, you might as well stock up. Freezers are another thing. I had a gentleman call me 2 days ago, and he's like, "Do you know where I can get a freezer?" And I'm like, "No, actually, I don't." Because they only brought seven of them in to the state of Colorado for all the Home Depots in the state of Colorado. They got seven deep freezes for the next 9 months. And those were all pre-sold. And they've got back orders on them, and they can't get them. And so it's one of those things that's really interesting. You know, it's, you know, the stuff is drying up and stuff's getting hard to find. I mean, and a lot of it is, you know, we're not getting the supply from China that we used to be able to get. There's been so many of these places that have been shut down and they're, you know, running at capacity. And you don't think about how many people buy, a freezer every day. You know, usually you buy a freezer and it lasts, what's a freezer last? 7 to 10 years? You know, 15 years maybe? I don't know exactly, but, you know, when all of a sudden, you know, let's say that, you know, they're building 1,000 of them a week and all of a sudden they're building 200 of them a week, then, you know, it's gonna catch up.
Amen. Amen. We're seeing the same thing here. Our local butcher's a neighbor, and he's always taken real good care of us, and we've always been a good customer of his, and he's been here for years, over 25 years, and he's booked, almost 2 years out. Another meat processor opened up here in town. They are booked almost 2 years out. And we're seeing that. And his prices, because he has to get, extra meat in from, to meet the USDA requirements from the processors. And so they're only processing half as much meat and it's twice as much. So if you look at it on the processor side, the processor's doing half as much work, but still making the same money. Now the producer, people that, you know, that raise cattle, they're not making the money. Like you said, 91 cents a pound slaughter weight. There's no money there. But the consumer, the meat prices have doubled. That's right, $7.99 a pound in here where it was $3.99. You know, we've talked to many of the remnant, and you're right, Jason, it has hit all over. It really is. It really has. You know, as farmers markets open up, remnant, we ask and we encourage you to go to those. We stopped by one on Thursday afternoon here in town, and there was a local processor, or a local, not a processor, but a local producer, that raises beef just about 20 miles outside of town on the other side, and they have a place right up in the edge of Nebraska that, that butchers and prepares them, and so you can look. You can find local food if you will look, but it might take a little while and it might take a little work to get out there and look. And we've brought this up to you before. We've mentioned it before, but you might have to be a little bit more involved in where your food comes from. You can find people that have backyard chickens, that even if they don't slaughter them, they have eggs available. And then there's some. Met a man at the, or talked to a man, I've met him before at the market yesterday. He's over from Cheyenne, with honey and with eggs. He's got 100 different chickens, heirloom varieties. You see his eggs, they are every color in the book. And they're on an all-natural diet. They're some of the best eggs you can get if you're not raising chickens for eggs yourself. We've got a dozen in the coop ourselves, but they're still a few months out from laying. And so, you know, remnant, hopefully you're paying attention to these things that are happening. Like Jason said, deep freezers not available. I've noticed even on like the marketplaces and the, you know, the little Craigslist and stuff around that those have all but disappeared. And when they would show up, they were gone, immediately. They were. So, be aware, remnant, of what's going on. Establish those relationships with your local rancher, with your local farmer, with your local family that maybe has a milk cow and chickens and has extra eggs from time to time. Just about everything, especially out here, everything moves by truck. Everything does, whether it's milk, whether it is eggs, the boxed food, everything. And, there's talk going around that, as these talks of defunding the police and more rioting and looting going on, that trucks just will not be going into certain cities where that's going on. And so it wouldn't take much, especially looking at the climate and what's going on today, to shut a lot of that truck traffic down. If you've seen any of the videos that have floated around, I've had several people email me them that the truckers have to The trucks have to be able to get into your towns and through. Maybe you don't live in the big city, but maybe the trucks have to get through the big cities to get to your small town. And when there's anarchy, when there's rioting, when there's looting, when there's 5,000 people blocking the interstate, I talked to a Loveland police officer last week about, hey, how are things going? And, you know, and he said, well, we haven't had too bad of, haven't been too bad. He said, they've been blocking the interstate down in Denver. It is just almost unimaginable, the rippling effects that those things have. And so, Remnant, don't be caught unaware. Don't be caught unaware. Jason, I like how you put it here. A few months ago, somebody called up and said, what should we do? And you told them to pray was the first thing. And that is the first thing to do, to pray and to, you know, to get guidance, seek guidance from God on what it is that you should do. How much should you prepare? And then it's going to be a little different for each and every one of us.
Yeah, you know, it's changing times. So things are, you know, definitely different. And the Babylonian system's going down. And, you know, I was talking with Zach and Josh over the last couple of days, and we were talking about one of the things that is just something that we've all been thinking about, or the three of us have been thinking about quite a bit, is just, you know, your attitude and your outlook on things, and, you know, how you can have a thought and your thoughts can change the world. And you know, Pastor did a message called The World Changing Message years ago, and it was very, very inspirational. And it is, you know, he talked about how, you know, the world was changed by a thought. And, you know, you see these things. It's like, I've heard it from the Christians. I've heard it from the non-Christians. I've heard it from, you know, secular people, all groups of people. And, you know, one of the things that they keep saying is, well, I just wish things would get back to normal. And, you know, the thing is I don't want things to get back to normal. No. Things were messed up before. And, you know, people need to realize that. You know, they've been messed up for a long time, and it wasn't a godly society. And, you know, me and Dad used to talk about that a lot. You know, it's like when society crashes and Babylon falls, one of the things that people are going to have the hardest time with is accepting their freedom and taking their freedoms. They won't know how to handle it. You know, and it's the people that want Babylon to fall right now, they're already spouting out, well, we need to make a law for this, and we need to make a law for that, and we need to pass this law, and we need to pass that regulations, and we need more police power, and we need more military power. No, we need less of all that.
That's right. That's right. You know, Jason, that reminds me, you know, you think about, and think about it, people, if you've read your Old Testament, when Moses led the children out of Egypt into the wilderness, remember, what did they do? They had been delivered from slavery, from bondage, from gathering their own straw, making their own bricks, no days off, no holidays, no nothing, work, work, work. That's all they had known for hundreds of years. And what did they do? Oh, when they're out in the desert. Oh, now God's given them water. God's given them food. And they were like, oh, that we had the leeks and onions of Egypt. At least we had that there. Same thing. Just exactly what you're saying, Jason. You hit the nail on the head that so many people don't. Those children then, those children of Israel didn't understand. They didn't know what to do with their freedom. God had saved them.
Yeah, I mean, that's when they go out and they build a golden calf.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, and that's what our people are trying to do in the same sense, is come up with another, you know, another god, erect another god, just like their forefathers did a long time ago.
That's right.
Now, are they getting together and building a statue? No, but they're trying to erect something that will enslave them, put them deeper into bondage, enslave their children and their children's children and their children's children's children, you know, and it's not supposed to be that way.
Yep. Well, that's that cornerstone.
You know, and people got a choice. You know, and it's one of those times that, like, I'm excited about things. I am really, truly excited about the things that I'm seeing in the regenerative agriculture. You know, it's, you know, and I'm seeing this, you know, there was, for the long time, there was people that were talking about sustainability. And, you know, and I read a lot of the, you know, sustainable farming stuff. But it was one of the things, and it was Gabe Brown that he really changed it and started, you know, talking about the regenerative part of agriculture, and he says, okay, why do you want to sustain something when you have something that is garbage to begin with? And, you know, that's brilliant, because it's like, you know, you start off with a piece of soil or a farm that, you know, is not producing nutrient-dense food and, you know, has no value in it, then why would you want to sustain that? He said, you don't want to. Well, that's the same thing that's happening in our society, is we've got, why do we want to sustain a society that is broken, a system that is broken and that does not work and that is failing us, and people want to get back to that? No, we want it to get better. We want it to change. We want it to, you know, to improve things instead of keeping something that is broken and not working and ungodly and is garbage.
Amen. Amen.
So, I mean, and you know, it's really exciting with what is happening in, you know, agriculture. I mean, I think it's possible. I know it's possible, and I think that we're going to see it. We're going to see healthier food. We're going to see healthier food. We're going to see healthier gardens. We're going to see healthier vegetables. We're going to see healthier animals. You know, beef cows. You know, lamb, sheep. What people are putting their work into. You have better soil. You have better crops. You have a better final product, and people are healthier when they eat good food. And you know, I mean, that's the way it is.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Remnant, we've got a few minutes left here this morning. The phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And I hope you are as excited as we are about what is going on. The things that our pastor taught, the things that pastors before him taught, of cause and effect, we are seeing those happen. We are. We are seeing those happen. We are seeing certainly as the sin has grown in the land because of the lukewarmness and indifference of the so-called Christians, but also we are seeing the enemy turn on themselves. We saw that in the last presidential election, and we are still seeing it. And so I hope you are as excited as we are again that this system, this Babylonian system, just as the Bible says, it is falling. It is falling. The spells that worked last year, last week, last month, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that have worked for 40, 50 years, they're not working anymore. They're not working on the people. There is an awakening that is going on. We're seeing it. You know, take gun control, for instance. The rioting, the looting of stores, the tearing down of private gates and marching into private communities to where even left-wing liberal lawyers are coming out on their front porch, in their front yard with guns, AR-15s, protecting themselves against the mob, okay? That's called an awakening, folks. We haven't seen that before. Have you seen that? That was so fantastic. See, God is doing this. You can't make this stuff up. And so I hope that you see that, Remnant, that's what's happening. The argument for gun control, what was it? What did they always say? Who needs an AR-15 and a 30-round mag? No one does. No one does. Well, the actions of the last couple of months around this nation has proven to anybody older than 3 years old that everybody needs an AR-15 with at least a 30-round mag to protect yourself from the mob. Let's go to the phone lines, Jason. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, just we're getting close to the end here, just some short observations about the results of, you know, the implications of everything you just said. As far as this, you know, oh, I don't know, farm to table or whatever, you know, cutting out the middleman. A lot of these things and prayer. I started school and I walked into grade school in 1951. It was outside of Chicago. Never heard a prayer. And, you know, from 51 on, never heard a single prayer, never heard Jesus Christ mentioned, never heard anything. And it's this contrast between this city where the lion's share of the people in this country live and where you are. And, I think maybe, you know, this will be part of the explanation of why there's only going to be a remnant left. I mean, because people in the city here, you know, we're going to be toast at some point. this is not going to be the place to live. And you know, the Bible's clear on that. And I'm going to send both of you this YouTube video. This guy does things on farming. And there's a quote in there in the subject line. And it's, you were talking about the producers charging, you know, not the producers, the processors charging a fantastic amount of money. It was the main big packing house, the biggest one probably. And it was a quote from the Steve. They're in up to their eyeballs in this fake meat. And it's got the most horrible stuff from all over the world. You know,
it's horrible. They're calling it with that Incredible Burgers or whatever.
Yeah. And there's a quote from the CEO of this company. If we can grow it, why do we need to buy it? Something like that. You know, I'm gonna send that thing off. But, you know, this is, but in the meantime, I would say somebody who predicted that Donald Trump would win the presidency about a year before he did. And, guy's named Scott Adams, and there's somebody else too. There's somebody on Fox. What's this guy's name? Tucker Carlson. Couple of points they made. This as far as, you know, to buy some time so that we don't end up with President Kamala Harris or somebody like that, you know. Especially if you believe that we totally elect all of these people, which is up for question. But if he's going to make it, if he's going to make it back, if he's going to be sitting there in January, let's say Donald Trump, people care a little bit less about the statues, and they don't care about James Comey investigating 9 months ago or something. What put him in is they thought, you know, well, we're going to have a job and we're going to be able to eat. And if he doesn't come up with something like that, it won't look good. So, and I think he's moving in that direction. You know, I think just in the last week or so, I think he's got, you know, I think he's standing up a little straighter, and I think he'll get the clue. That's about it.
Bill, thanks.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, thanks, sorry. Bill.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay.
Take one last call. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes, Richard. Hi, Jason.
Hey. Good morning, Joe.
Got a little thing here. It's take it or leave it. It's from personal experience. If anybody's looking to get out of the city, look to do it now. However, do not just pick up everything and move to the country. You're asking for trouble. And the reason why I say that is that there's a long, long distance to travel to get to anywhere if you're up in the hills like I am. And it could be the worst decision you have ever made in your whole life. And the locals, by and large, unless you have 50 to 100 men, not people, just men, who you can rely upon with your life, I would advise to go out and rent a cabin for 6 months to a year and get to know the people, because country people do not like people who are new. And that's basically all I have to say.
All right, Joe.
God bless.
God bless you.
Soon.
Thanks. Amen. He's right about, you know, we, that, and that, I think you've seen it too, Jason. We, I have, I can name you several neighbors I've got here, 15 miles outside of town. I've got several neighbors that came right from California. And, you know, we've kind of jokingly, but serious, but used it, humorously, tried to anyway, to let them know, yeah, don't leave your big city and bring your big city ways and try to make this that the way that it was there. And because we see that, I think that's probably a third of Colorado's problem, huh? They move out of the big city and they bring their big city ways. And,
they leave California because they hate California, and then they want to come here, and then they want to go into office and bring all the ways that they left with them, and turn Colorado into California. I mean, it's, you know, it's talked about all the time here. It's you know, it's something. I was going to tell Ken too out there that I was able to, when I was traveling last week, I stopped at a couple sporting goods stores and stuff, and not a box of 9mm was on the shelf anywhere. Everybody, when you asked them if they had any, they just laughed at you. And just about everything else was there. 22 was, it was in high supply. 45s, 380s, 32, 25. All the other calibers were there. The two that were gone were the 9mm, and there was not a box to be seen. And most of the 40 was gone too. So. It was interesting.
Amen. Amen. Jason, after church last Sunday, Derek and I, we stopped by Liberty, and they had a pallet of cases of nine, and they were down to nine boxes. Nine cases.
Oh, wow.
Out of, and they had a pallet right in the middle of the floor, and the guy told me, yeah, that had been within like 3 days. That was last Sunday. So we made sure that when we left, they were short one more for sure. But it was good to see that. But yeah, same thing here. Haven't seen it. I've talked to them in Missouri. I've talked to them in Oregon. I've talked to them in different places. Nope, haven't seen it. So there comes a time, just like Joe said. Hey, if you're looking to get out, you gotta get out. Yeah. You know, not everybody can do that, but you really need to be praying about it. You really need to, you know, you can't wait. You think about the Bible story. For those that waited till it started raining in the days of Noah, they didn't make it on the ark. They just didn't. There were signs. That man, Noah, you know, the story is he preached it for 100 years as he was making that boat. But it was just him and his family that made it out. So, be aware of the signs of the times. We've got 35 years, 45, 50 years almost of preaching and teaching from this ministry. And I hope you're applying it, because that's what you need to be doing. You need to be applying it. Well, Jason, looking forward to church tomorrow in Remnant. We'll invite you there. You can come. Jason's got the website working for church, scripturesforamerica.org, 8:30 Mountain Time in the morning, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast, scripturesforamerica.org. Click on the live video stream, and hopefully we'll see you there.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the God's will.
how gradually you compromised, how far you finally wandered for the years of silent apathy. To God we now repent for the years of work we might have done that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for his kingdom to secure.